This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Alan Hahn. It is Bart Scott. And it is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, what destruction did you cause today on First Take?
Well, you know, when just keeping it real goes wrong, first I ran into Green and they said, hey, man, we heard what you said about Dak. We went with it. And I saw that another topic there on First Take. And, you know, listen, I'll be proven wrong later. And I didn't have time to go into the whole, listen, why Jameis, I believe, is a better quarterback from a talent evaluation, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll clip the moment and Barstradamus will make an appearance. And this is what Barstradamus is going to do. This year, Barstradamus is naming names. So everybody that talks and when I say something initially, remember what I said when I said the Cleveland Browns will not make the playoffs. Oh, Bart, stay off the weed, this and that. I say all that, right? But when but when they didn't make it, oh, see, Baker Mayfield was and this is, oh, but they didn't say Barstradamus. Oh, yes, keeps it real and keeps it right. See, that's what I want people to do. So this time, this year, Alan, we're going to clip the clips of people spitting that, spewing that hate. RG3, Robert Griffin III, fourth or fifth or whatever it is, Grey Poupon himself. I'm going to go ahead and make sure they say, oh, my God, Jameis Winston is that deal. Because I remember in March, it was March, I said Matthew Stafford makes the Rams a Super Bowl contestant. Oh, I'm going to keep them, boy. And I'm going to call them out. I'm naming names. I'm not letting people off the hook this year. We going to have industry on industry crime. Or what do you call it? Brother on brother crime. You know what I'm saying? Cain and Abel, straight up.
You're on your own. I mean, you're the lone wolf at ESPN.
Dare to be great. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you want to be like everybody else, see what they see.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. You weren't alone in the hot take category today.
Ah.
You weren't by yourself. I need you to react to something. So here's Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN front office, NFL front office insider, who we have on the show all the time and all that stuff. And he said something on Get Up this morning that I was like, I need to rewind this and listen to it again because I cannot believe what my ears just heard.
Mac Jones in the thick of the MVP race. Greeny, this was a rookie quarterback that took his team to the playoffs. They have two great running backs, two great tight ends, a deeper pool of receivers, acquired Devontae Parker, great offensive line. Coach Belichick will call the plays. They will be very effective on offense, and they are very underrated in the AFC East this year.
Yeah, don't clip
Probably
that.
Probably not.
Yeah, don't clip that one. Did he say
Mac? He said Mac Jones, like his bold prediction. Now, to be fair, he was asked to make a bold prediction.
He said it was
and
bold.
His bold. Now, again, there's a bold prediction, and then there's I'm drunk prediction.
Exactly.
Right? Like this bold prediction was Mac Jones will be in, as you heard there at the very beginning. Ready?
Mac Jones in the thick of the MVP race.
That's what he said. Mac Jones in the thick of the MVP race.
Yeah, he gonna.
And all I thought about, I'm like, my God, Bart is going to detonate when he hears this.
Yeah.
So please, Bart Scott.
Just because mac and cheese became string cheese and he tightened it up a little bit does not mean that he's going to have a better fate. I mean, I just can't ride with that one, Mike T. You know what I mean? I understand we spend some time with each other, but we don't share a brain. You know, I don't even think that he's going to be considered at the end of this year. I don't even think he's going to be considered the third best quarterback within this division. I think we're going to know from a talent evaluation, from arm talent to actually wins. I think he's going to be in the basement. And listen, I know people think that I have a vendetta against the New England Patriots.
You're a hater.
But I've been keeping it real. And I'm telling you, this team is different. And they did not add a lot of talent. Devontae Parker will help because he gives them a number one receiver. Mm-hmm. Bourne is a guy that can do some things. But at the end of the day, your quarterback has to rule the day. You can't just get away with just saying play mistake-free football. That gives you a chance. But when you go against elite quarterbacks, they're not afraid to make the mistakes. And they may make a couple, but they're going to also make even better plays later in the game to make up for the mistakes they may have made early in the game. I just know that now Mac Jones, you know, is a good, solid player. He's not a force multiplier.
Well, I mean, and that's a Mike Tannenbaum phrase that he likes to use, the false force multiplier about a player.
Yeah, uses his own weapon against him.
I mean, look, you expect the Patriots to always be in it somehow, some way, right? Just because they've just always been competitive. They have always been good. And they have Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
But it things have changed there. That's one. Again,
Bill's going to call the plays.
It's like a bold prediction. It's what we do. You know, everybody thinks that we're handed a script. I want to let everybody in on a little secret, because Bart just did First Take today. I've done Get Up earlier this week. Bart will be doing First Take again. I'm sure, you know, we'll be back to, you know, First Take, Get Up. Like, that, you know, they bring a lot of different people in. Everybody just that believes, and I see this a lot when they in the comments and the replies and all that stuff. Did I say replies? Like, that's how you say it? Well, I saw it on the replies, Bart.
You can't ask me grammar, because I probably replies. Agree with you. Replies.
It's like, it's not just the plies, it's the replies. I saw it on the replies and the comments. It's, well, they're just given a script. Yeah, no. No, Mike Tannenbaum wasn't handed a script saying, hey, make this crazy bold prediction about Mac Jones and the Patriots, because that's gonna play well. No, he comes up with that on his own.
Yeah.
Like, he came up with that. Like, that was his idea of, that's a bold prediction. Yeah. And I'm saying a bold prediction would be, I mean, give me a bold prediction. That would be more of a reasonable, like, that it's a pretty strong,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's,
I got
you know,
I
like
got
you're
you.
Taking
I got
a little
you.
Bit of a risk
you.
Here.
I got you.
Go ahead. What would be a level of a bold prediction?
Jameis Winston will be win comeback player of the year.
Okay. Like that's a bold prediction, right?
Yeah, but it's not crazy.
No, it's not insane. Like, you could see it. You know, bold prediction, Baker Mayfield will lead the Panthers to the playoffs. It's a bold prediction.
Or he will win the starting quarterback position.
Or just he'll start more games than Sam Darnold. Right. But saying that Mac Jones would be in the MVP race, that's not a bold prediction. That's a crazy take.
Yeah.
I love Mike T. That's a crazy take. Yeah.
That take is so crazy that they might take his credentials
away. They don't
have
an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they
don't have a quarterback's coach.
They might take his credentials away.
This guy's in his second year. Like, that's – you're really putting yourself out there when you're making that kind of a statement. So, again, for all you people out there that think, oh, they just hand them scripts and they say crazy stuff. It's all manufactured. No, it's really not. Like, and if we were on the panel with Mike and he said that to us, wouldn't you look at him like – wait, what?
Like, you okay? Yeah.
Like
the Jets.
Like that. That's how we'd be. Like, so that's a bold prediction. But with that in mind, in 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you think Mike T's bold prediction wasn't really that bold, you can argue with us.
Who's crazier? Who's crazier? His take or my take?
Or your take about Dak Prescott? But I'll say this though. How about this? What is more likely? Because I'll give you a bold prediction. If we're going to go at the level of this one, yeah. I got one for you.
Oh.
Bold prediction, or what bold prediction has more of a chance to actually come to fruition? Mac Jones in the MVP conversation, or the Patriots looking at their quarterback situation and saying,
how's that Bryce Young?
We might need some stability here. And there's a guy available that we once had here who knows the system, who's actually, you know, pretty good at playing the way we want a quarterback to play, and maybe, just maybe, we could get him at a discount.
Like I used
to. I think you know what I'm suggesting here. Yeah. I think you know who I'm talking about here. Mm. It's a if Mike can make that bold prediction, my bold prediction is the Patriots are going to be one of the teams – that at least thinks about.
I have not thought about that.
Bringing back
the white
whale. Prodigal son.
The white
whale. The one that got away. The one that Bill Belichick never wanted to trade.
There, Garrett Cole.
And a guy that now is officially, according to Adam Schefter, available for trade. In fact, Jimmy Garoppolo and his agent were told by the 49ers that he can now go ahead and seek a trade. How crazy is that? We'll discuss that and more with you after Bart tells us about Cheerios.
If you're on the go like me this morning, you might be skipping eating the healthy way, which is probably why I feel a little sluggish today. Well, as a friendly reminder, and I should tell myself this, You can fuel life's special moments with heart-healthy Honey Nut Cheerios. Made from whole grains and low in fat, Cheerios also provides 12 essential vitamins and minerals. So pour your heart into today. It's also important. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios today at your local grocery store.
Reply.
Don't
know why.
Is that some new particle board? Were you building something, putting some floors down?
It's plywood, and then you reply.
So reply.
Reply.
No, don't give me the plywood. Give me the reply. Well, it's a little stronger.
Reply. It's when you ply a second time, right? It's the reply.
That's the reply of the plywood.
Sometimes you just, like, first of all, you are the king of this. Sometimes you know what you want to say, but you just say it a different way.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
And you just roll with it. How come you didn't have breakfast, man?
Because it's crazy, man. You know, I didn't want to be on set. You know what I mean? And I thought I was going to get up a little early. I just ran in. I probably won't eat breakfast tomorrow either because, you know, I'll be up at 2 o'clock.
Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, you got me 2 o'clock.
Tomorrow, we're super early tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. Basically 2 o'clock. You know, 4 o'clock is 2 o'clock to me. There's no difference.
Yikes. Yeah.
But it's all
good. That's the reality of it. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. People want to argue with you about Dak Prescott. We're going to give them that opportunity, of course. But there's also the conversation now involving, well, the Mac Jones take by Mike T is one thing. But there is, of course, another thing that Mike T talked about, which is Jimmy Garoppolo, who, according to Adam Schefter, the Niners have told him and his representation, you can now go ahead and seek a trade if you'd like. They are going full steam ahead with Trey Lance, which you expect them to do.
If you now, like, come on, no, go seek a trade. I don't even know why if you like was even put there.
If you'd like, yeah, no, that's not the way it goes.
Yeah, no, I'd rather stay here like, and compete. I think I got a better chance of beating Trey Lance if I stay.
I guess I just added that to be sweet, yeah. So Mike Tannenbaum, though, has this reaction as somebody with front office experience about trading Jimmy Garoppolo. Should they?
The object of the exercise is to win professional football games. They win when he plays. What are we doing here? We could go find room to sign Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa, but they win when he plays quarterback. They average 28 points a game. I love Trey Lance. I don't like him. I think he has a great future, Greeny, but it's a massive question mark right now. Why not keep both of them? It's a 17-game season. There's no downside, Greeny, to have Trey Lance to continue to develop behind Jimmy G as long as they're winning games.
Now, I'll say this before I get your take on it, Bart. I feel like you tell him, see what offers you can get, like see what places are interested in you, and I go from there. Because if you look around the league now, who's looking for a quarterback right now? That could change as early as week three. It could change before the trade deadline, and maybe you'll get better value for him now. But right now, a week before training camp opens, I don't see a market for Jimmy G right now. And I like him. I think he's a good, not great, but good quarterback who's proven he can win, who has made, you know, playoff runs before. This is a guy that you can win with. But the problem is right now, there isn't a place for him. That market could change when we get to September.
Yeah, and even if the one team that could use him is within your division, so you don't want to hurt yourself by giving one the Seattle Seahawks access to your playbook, your play calling, your checks, and all the inside information that he will have, and then also have to see him. So, I mean, when you look at that's the one team in Seattle that could use Jimmy G right now to compete.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when I don't come to production meetings and you just throw something on me and I say, wow, that's one of your better takes, man. Like, when you think about Jimmy G going back there, it makes total sense.
To New England.
And then New England is one of the one places where Bill Belichick doesn't care about the feelings of his quarterback. He says, listen, it's going to be a competitive environment. And Mac Jones has been part of competitive environments. Hell, he was in Alabama. He didn't really play until his senior year. When you think about all the guys from Tua that was in front of him, Jalen Hurts that was in front of him. So he understands that every day that you have to be forced to compete for your job, and maybe that'll elevate his play a little bit. And, you know, but, you know, the issue is, would you trade for him and then also not give him a new deal? Because I'm assuming wherever he gets traded, he wants to be signed at the same time. But if he goes to New England, it'll be a perfect play. They say, hey, you're a one-year rental. And maybe if Mac Jones falters or if he doesn't play well, we can hold that underneath him to push him and see if we can put him in a competitive environment and see if the cream rises to the top. But at the end of the day, the next year he'll be 1 year older in year three, and maybe he'll have more control of the situation. Jimmy G is, you know, when you think about the Patriots and where they are, they don't have a perfect roster. So, like, last year, I think the roster was even better. You don't get better by trading Shaq Mason, who was a guy who was one of the better offensive guards in the game. So, even though their offensive line is good, I like Andrews. Wynn has been okay. And you think about Trent Brown, you know, that he only plays great when he's with the Patriots. I still don't like the fact that they don't have that strong interior with Shaq Mason, which could pose problems for their running game. They got rid of their fullback. They're going to change the way that they do things. They're going to be more of a wide-open team. And this is going to be a different feel of New England Patriots. And I just don't know if I really trust Bill Belichick in a young quarterback kind of learning, having a new play caller and being able to do it at a high level immediately in a division that is much improved.
Yeah, and again, it could change, it could turn pretty quickly there. So, like I said, somebody that's familiar with the system, all that stuff, I don't know why you wouldn't at least think about it, right? Like, that's all I'm saying is I think that they at least have a conversation about it.
Yeah, if you got
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you got the salary cap space, it can't
like, what's
hurt.
It going to cost you? Well, right,
it's
and
cost
what's it going to cost
a
you?
A fifth-round fifth? Draft pick and maybe a fifth? Player. Yeah. If they would have still had N'Keal Harry, they could have traded him and gave him N'Keal Harry. They could have see, because what you do want to do is you want to try and get some depth. At the same time, you want to get a draft pick, which you know the draft pick really won't be much, but you want to try and get a player, somebody
now,
that can give you depth.
Here's why I don't think this. I don't think Seattle's in on it, and I know you. It's obviously division rival, so you don't want to do that. That's number one.
Right.
But the other reason is I don't think Seattle's trying to win.
No, not at all.
I think Seattle sees a quarterback draft coming up, and they're looking at it as let's just make sure we're in the bottom five.
Bad for 1 year.
You know, like, hey, right, bad for 1 year and see if it'll pay off. That's all I could think of. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's take Eric in Texas on Jimmy G. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love your show.
Thank you.
Real simple. I think there's plenty of places for Jimmy G to go, all right, besides the Seattle. How about Texans? How about Atlanta Falcons? And also, New York Giants, they're shaking a quarterback, but the most competitive spot that he could probably be in is Miami Dolphins. Jimmy G is at least top 15 or better when you look at quarterbacks under the top 15. So I can't see a lot of teams passing him over.
The Giants,
I think they're just waiting for him to come.
You know, Eric, the Giants.
Sir?
No money.
The Giants, no Eric. Money. Yeah, that's the problem, but it is an interesting. That's an it, like, again, for when you're looking at teams that might. As we get into the season, have a need,
yeah,
you know, like that. That is one certainly to think about. I don't think Houston is, and I don't think Houston's looking at
they like,
it that
they
way
like
either.
Davis Mills too, and they want to give him a real opportunity. If Davis Mills would have came out this year, he would have been the first quarterback
first
off the
pick.
Board. He came out a little bit too early. He had some injuries at Stanford, and he got some bad advice, you know. But he played well, and he had that team competitive early on. They like what they see when you think about the Texans in that quarterback position.
Let's take Don in Jersey. What's up, Don?
Hey, Alan, Bart, I know you're a big Jets fan. You're a Jets man. I think the Jets should get Jimmy G and make Wilson, you know, work. Because, you know, the Jets got a great team. Offensive line is built. You know, the running backs are good. You know, so, and Wilson, you know, Wilson is, like, the only
player
that's a question mark on that team.
Well, you got to give that kid. You got to give him a chance.
You got to give him a chance. You went out and got him reinforcements, and you have the guy that understands his role in Joe Flacco. And remember, Mike White was the guy that captivated the NFL for like 2 weeks. He's still there too. So the Jets have three capable starters. Yeah, they have three capable quarterbacks that they feel comfortable with, because Mike White was doing his thing. He was the hottest thing since sliced bread.
I can't believe I forgot about the phenomenon that was. It was just like you know, Jeremy Lin. It was like,
yeah,
you know,
Mike White. Who? Mike White. And then listen, even when he went into Indianapolis, he was balling, got hurt on throwing a touchdown pass.
That he actually did show up.
And then Flacco came in and balled out. And then they had the third guy that came in and balled out. And they had to cut him. What was his name? Josh. It was
Josh Johnson.
Yeah, Josh Johnson came in and threw for 400 after he got hurt in the first quarter. We're like, damn, this system is amazing.
This system's so easy. Why can't Zach do it? So maybe he will this year. All right, we continue. Brian's in Tennessee. What's up, Brian?
So you guys say that Jimmy G would be a good fit in the Patriots, and I don't disagree with that. But they did just get a rookie who just made the playoffs. I don't see why you would put that much competition on him. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie who you're trying to develop.
Yeah, and no,
the Niners, Well, the Niners also don't much care for him, so I don't know.
It's not that they don't care for him. Please understand, they don't. It's not that they don't play for him. They understand that he has a ceiling, but they're comfortable. His ceiling was been pretty. It got him to a Super Bowl, and if
last year they got to a championship game as well.
And if he just a little bit throws the ball a little shorter. He's winning the Super Bowl, and we're talking about Patrick Mahomes being a guy that's never won a big game, because the 49ers was winning that entire game. They didn't lose that game late. And if Emmanuel Sanders is a half an inch, we talk about KD and his foot being a size smaller, and he defeats Giannis. Well, if Emmanuel Sanders was 1 inch taller, then that's a touchdown, and they win the Super Bowl, and then we're not in a discussion. But the reason why they have to get rid of Jimmy G is because they have two players that need to make over $20 million a year. And one is Nick Bosa, who is going to get T.J. Watt type of money, which means he's going to be $28 million a year. That's more than what Jimmy G makes right now. Then you talk about Deebo Samuels, who's your every guy down back.
He wants to get paid.
He has to get paid. He's outplayed his contract, and this year they can't do anything with him because he's a second-round draft pick. They only own his rights for 4 years, and this is the end of those 4 years. So we look at what Terry McLaurin has got. We look at what everybody outside of – it's just that division that don't want to pay their outstanding second-round draft picks. When you think about DK Metcalf, and Deebo Samuels, but they have to make space to pay those guys because at this point they're more important for the future of the organization than Jimmy G, who's just the present.
Yeah, it's a really interesting conversation to have about a player, think about it, a league that a couple of years ago was quarterback starved. There is a winning. He's a winning quarterback. Yeah. Say what you want about his talent
like
and all
Dak
that.
Prescott,
he is
a
winning
a great quarterback.
But he's still good enough to help you win. And yet, right now, there is not a fit for him. And we're trying to figure out places that are. And I just look at the Patriots as, would they at least entertain it, just knowing it's a guy they had who kind of understands their way and is available. Yep. And you might be able to get him at a pretty cheap price when it comes to what you're paying, when it comes to a draft pick. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this and more at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We also continue the NFL conversation. We do have our two-a-days as we continue to get you ready for training camps. Up next, a team that also might be looking for a quarterback, maybe, Tennessee Titans. We'll talk about them and what their outlook is. We got some NBA to get into. James Harden, did our opinion change about him with just one simple decision he had to make? A lot to get to. I need to ask Bart about the Juan Soto charter story that's going on right now and how he feels about it as a player. Tons to get to. We want to do it with you. You are part of the conversation. We are Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. Bart, we have some.
Can't wait.
Breaking news, as you might have heard just moments ago. Kyler Murray, he got paid. Remember we were talking about yesterday the Cardinals? We were saying, well, Kyler still has to get paid. Like, we don't know what the story is with him. Well, we know the story now. Adam Schefter reporting. Kyler Murray is agreeing to a deal with the Arizona Cardinals, an extension. 5 years, $230.5 million.
Yeah, so when you
160 guaranteed. He has now, at $46.1 million per, the second highest paid quarterback per annual in the league. So, is this a good deal?
It's not a good deal. When you look at it, if you're going to give him that type of money per, and you know, it's questions about his maturity, his leadership. You know, you've heard the rumblings of what was being said. You have to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure that he can't come back to me. I would have made this deal a 7-year deal and extended it out, because we know if he's only, what, 24 years old, that means
he'll be 25 next month.
25. So that means at 30, he's going to be coming back to holler at you again. I'd much rather have him come back to me at 32, 33, where maybe it's signs of him slowing down, but I own his prime, so it's nothing he can do. You're going to allow him to get his bag and come back and hit you over the head again, if he's good. But if he's bad, now you're so top-heavy with all the people that you've paid that now, like, you're going to be having to have a discussion with him. You're going to blink, and it's going to be he's going to be up 3 years into the deal, going into the fourth, like, hey, what's up? Holler at me again. And you can't win that way. It's not sustainable. Like, that's why when you look at the Patrick Mahomes deal at $500 million, it's so great because it's so long. So now just imagine now what Patrick Mahomes is worth. Patrick Mahomes can come back and say, I'm worth $50 million a year. So then that would have been five for 250.
But yeah, in what world is Kyler Murray the second highest paid quarterback in the league?
I mean,
and if you're
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. If you are Lamar Jackson, like, this is only making it. Like, I'm sorry. If I'm the Ravens, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's making money by not doing anything.
Like, I'll tell you what.
He's made an extra.
If the Deshaun Watson contract set the ceiling for Lamar, this just set the floor.
Exactly.
This set the floor.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
So now at least you have parameters to work with if you're the Ravens. Now you have your parameters.
Minimum 160.
Minimum. That can't even be the floor. Like, this is the floor. This is the least minimum you can go.
Like,
because if you don't want to go full 230. Because Deshaun is a full 230, right?
Yeah.
He's a full. Like, it's all guaranteed, isn't it?
Yeah. 230.
And you might not want to do that.
But this is how petty they are.
But you can't do any less than 160.
230.5. You see it? That's the petty.
This league, man.
In what world is Kyler Murray even in the same conversation? Remember, Kyler Murray is tier three. Lamar Jackson is teetering. Lamar Jackson teeters on tier one and tier two. He teeters, right? Because, you know what I mean, we haven't seen the MVP that we saw, you know, that year. But he teeters right there. He's on the line of two and three. Kyler Murray is three.
Yeah, so
you're
right.
You just paid a three.
Deshaun is a 5-year 230, so you're right. They went 0.5.
Super petty.
They went $500,000 up just so they could say they did. So it's more. But Deshaun is fully guaranteed a 230.
And also, Deshaun is a much better quarterback and a much more proven quarterback. What have they won with Kyler Murray, right? Like,
they've made one. Now he's there 3 years. He's there. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler. He was offensive
rookie
of the year.
Don't give me Pro Bowl. Everybody makes it.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, this is what, like, the accolades. I'm giving you the accolades.
Okay.
They've made one playoff. That was, I believe, it was last year, right? And they lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
and
that's
he,
it.
He looked horrible in it, by the way.
Oh, he didn't. Yeah, his numbers were terrible in the game.
And he was pouty faced.
Who did they lose to? Did they lose to the? No,
they lost to the Rams.
Oh, the Rams, of course.
Right, because they had beat the Rams and everybody was
They had their number. That's right, they had their number. Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. And they got the brakes beat off of them.
So, all right, how much? Like, first of all, the Lamar impact is the obvious one. Yeah. So now we see this is the floor. This is the floor. If you're the Ravens, now you know what you're dealing with, because this is also a guy that does run a lot.
Yep.
That can get hurt. Actually, does get hurt. And they're willing to do this. If you're the Cardinals, I mean, you're in it now.
Yeah,
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury got his extension, and you've got, all right, they're locked in. This is who they believe in. And my problem is this, Bart. You just gave CEO money to a guy who ain't a CEO.
Right. This is equivalent to giving Baker Mayfield. This is if they would have gave Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
Because remember, Baker Mayfield actually won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is equivalent to giving Baker Mayfield that money, and the reports of Baker Mayfield, his immaturity, hard to coach. These are all the
Kyler has more talent.
No, but this
Kyler's got more talent than Baker Mayfield. He has more athleticism. Yeah, but he's talented though. He's a good quarterback. He's not a scrub.
I'm not saying
I don't know if I want to give that kind of money. To a guy who, when quarterback's got to be my CEO. You've got to be the face of my franchise. Right. You are my front man. When I see you in front of the media,
and you
like you are not a good front man. He's not, and he's not good in the huddle.
You talked about his body language. You saw how immature he was.
Thank you.
I'm not coming, and all the things getting out. Lamar Jackson does. You got to try and act pride out of him. Like, hey man, what's going on? Like he says nothing. Right? He keeps it within the family. He doesn't go and negotiate through the media. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
I don't love this. I don't. I love it for the kid. Look, for Kyler Murray, good for you. Yeah. You got baseball money.
Yeah.
And you're 24 years old. He got his baseball money.
And he'll get
and he's 24
he'll get
years
it.
Old.
And if he plays well, or if he if he's just like Dak, he don't even have to be great. Just don't be horrible.
Wait. You know what I just realized? Kyler Murray is getting per year what Aaron Judge wants. Wait. Like, think about this.
That's why he decided to play football instead of baseball.
Thank you. If anybody's wondering,
because he went to college and they would own his life for 6 years.
Kyler Murray is getting what Aaron Judge wants.
Wow.
Tremendous. Yeah.
Put that in a pipe and smoke.
888-SAY ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your call. So, will the Cardinals live to regret this day? That is our question for you. And also, as promised, we got our two-a-days coming up. The Tennessee Titans, is Malik Willis the future or? Do they have other things to consider there? And King Henry, of course, can he continue to dominate the league? A lot to get to with you. We'll do it all coming up next. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan, I'm Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, a lot of money being thrown around today.
Yeah, man.
Kyler Murray, 5-year, $230.5 million. That's important.
That's important. That's like Jay-Z when you talk about what's the difference between a Range Rover 0.0 and 0.5. About $30,000.
$160 of it is guaranteed, but the 0.5 matters because it's just, you know, $500,000 more than what Deshaun Watson got as far as the extension goes. And also, Georgia coach Kirby Smart just got a 10-year, $112.5 million.
That's what happened when you win that championship.
Extension as well. Mm-hmm. Deliver. That's what matters.
He's like, I can't feed my family making $7 million a year.
The question, though, will the Cardinals live to regret this? Eric in Indianapolis, what are your thoughts?
Yes, how you doing? This is Eric from Indianapolis. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I called yesterday. I'm doing good. I called yesterday. We were talking about the Dak Prescott thing. Mm-hmm. And now we're on the Kyler Murray thing. Yeah, man, I think they're going to live to regret it, to be honest with you, because, I mean, they ain't have no choice but to give him the money, because what quarterback is they really going to be able to get? Not Jimmy G.
But they had him under,
I think that should be a good
– they had him under control for 2 more years. They didn't have to address the contract now. You know, they're cutting their nose despite their face.
That's the part, Eric. Thanks for the call. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought he was done. That's the part that really – surprised me. Fred is in California, though. Fred has a take. Go ahead.
Yes. My thing is, it seems like in the NFL, every time a black quarterback gets paid or he got to prove himself to get paid, you know, it's a big thing, man. You know, they said the same thing about when Russell got paid back in the day for Seahawks. Oh, he's got to be
all told everybody to pay Dak Prescott that he had earned that. Nobody complained about Dak Prescott getting his money. Nobody ever complained when Donovan McNabb became the first $100 million quarterback. Nobody complained when Michael Vick got his money. No, but the issue with Kyler Murray is he pouted and he showed that he wasn't a CEO. And now we're surprised that they gave in to him when they had control of him for the next 4 years, basically, because they got him 2 years and they could have picked up his option and franchise tagged him twice. He hasn't even won a playoff game yet, and he's 2 years early to getting paid. He wasn't even up. Lamar Jackson still hasn't got paid. We're all saying pay Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. But look at Green Bay. Look at Aaron Rodgers.
Nobody has it. Listen.
Fred,
has anybody said anything about Patrick
those
Mahomes?
Resumes, man.
Yeah. Anybody ever said Patrick Mahomes shouldn't got paid what he got paid? He's black. I'm black.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we continued our two-a-days. If you're just joining us, some news in the NFL. Kyler Murray gets a five-year, $230.5 million extension from the Arizona Cardinals. 160 of it is guaranteed. He is now the second highest paid quarterback per annual at $46.1 million per year in this deal. And obviously Aaron Rodgers at 50 is at the very top spot. But for Kyler Murray, I mean, he's 3 years in the league. He's played in one playoff game. He has been two times a Pro Bowler, but still, it is a contract that is a very interesting move. And as Bart and I both said, if you're Lamar Jackson, well, if Deshaun Watson is the ceiling, Kyler Murray just set the floor for whatever you're looking for in Baltimore. But as we continue our two-a-days, Bart, let's get into another team that maybe is in the midst of potentially a quarterback transition at some point, as the Tennessee Titans have Ryan Tannehill for now, but they did draft Malik Willis, and you hear there in the rejoin the way Tannehill had that odd way of, well, it's not my job to mentor anybody. You know, it makes things a little awkward, of course. But how soon into this season do you think the Titans will be thinking about at least what, you know, a future that doesn't include Ryan Tannehill?
I'm thinking next year. I think they're going to get Malik Willis, who, you know, came from Liberty, didn't play against the greatest competition, that mm-hmm. struggled when was blitzed. So teams are going to light him up. He doesn't process as well. But I think if this Tennessee Titans team, who has been the standard, remember, they had the best record last year yes. going into the playoffs. They were the number one seed mm-hmm. and fell flat on their face because of Ryan Tannehill decided that he thought that Eli Apple was part of his team and he was completing passes to him. You know, so if you look at that standpoint, I think they have to give them the year. You know, the issue is, can they play in a meaningful game, an AFC championship or a Super Bowl while Derrick Henry is still at the prime? Because we are amazed every year that a big physical back that takes so many hits can still perform at this level. We've seen Eddie George eventually wear down. We've seen guys like Jamal Lewis eventually wear down. We've seen these big bruising backs wear down, and it just seems like this guy's going and he's had an extended shelf life. But we know that train is never late. And without that punishing running game, you know, Ryan Tannehill is not an effective quarterback. So they have to try and get it done this year. They're, you know, approaching the end of this window that they've been in before they have to reboot. They lose A.J. Brown. They go out and get Traylon Burks, who's a clone, but no way that can you expect him to be any, you know, way close to A.J. Brown, who was one of the best receivers in the game, even though if in the future he could have that ceiling. They have a very similar skill set. But that just puts more pressure on the quarterback position because he's going to have to be able to do more down the field. And I think that Tennessee, you know, has to take advantage this year because in the division, now you can truly say that Matt Ryan is the best quarterback within that division.
Wow.
And he's a guy that's playing with a team that has a similar running game to Tennessee, but they have mm-hmm. a quarterback that's a lot more accurate and who has been an MVP in his league and who has threw for a tremendous amount of yards just last year in an inferior roster.
Yeah, and you know, they moved on from Julio Jones, you remember, too. They did make some changes on this team. They've always had a really good offensive line, and their defense has been...
They made the trade for Robert Woods.
Yeah, Robert Woods, Austin Hooper as well.
He's coming off an ACL. He's coming off an ACL injury. Who knows when he's going to be available?
Yeah, and again, defensively, they've been a team that they don't give up a lot of points, but they will give up scores. Like, it's not like they shut you down, but they... You know, you don't play high-scoring games against this team. It's probably because they just dominate the football so much when Derrick Henry plays. Yep. But Derrick Henry last year is the first time in his career he didn't play at least 10 games.
Yeah,
you know that. You know, you want to make sure you keep him healthy. But when he's healthy, would you say he's the most dominant offensive player in the league? I mean, isn't that a fair thing to say?
I would say him and Quentin Nelson, makes people cough their mommy. But yeah, he's definitely the most played. But within the division, Jonathan Taylor's right on his butt. Remember, like when mm-hmm. Derrick Henry was the MVP candidate, and that's why I love within the division. They have two of the best running backs in the game.
All right, so but answer the question that I was asked. So last year, as you mentioned, they were the top team, at 12-5. This is now year five for Mike Vrabel, and Ryan Tannehill has been at the helm here for the most part. And Derrick Henry's been the workhorse. But they did draft Malik Willis. I mean, is there any thought at all this year to if, you know, you're not getting enough out of Tannehill, does Willis get a shot? You said earlier you think they'll give him a year, but is there a reason to just to follow that story this season or no?
No, because he's not ready, right? This is okay. Much like Trey Lance coming into the league. He hasn't played enough football. He hasn't seen enough competitive football, the speed of the game, everything that's involved in being a professional quarterback. I don't want to scar my quarterback too early. I'm going to need him to at least, you know, maybe if the season goes to bed and we know he's the future, we put him in there after week 10 or week 12. But you can't have your team give up, because if you see him out there, that means the team is giving up on trying to win this year.
All right. Well, again, and as we talk about the NFL, Kyler Murray gets a new contract. He gets big money and takes big money. There's a player in the NBA that took less money for his team. What kind of impact will it have not only on his team, but on him? We'll discuss that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.